The Tea Party just is an acronym for taxed enough already, and all they're doing is they're coming together. Oh, let's not get too historical with the Boston Tea Party, where they said, King George said, you're going to pay tax if you're going to drink my tea. And they said, well, by God, we may pay your tax, but we also may not drink your tea. And they dumped it all in the Boston Harbor and made the Tea Party dressed as Native American Indians. Okay? So in that whole story, that was the fall of the Georgia tea tax being implemented. And they said, no more, no mas. Now people are coming to the place and go, these living idiots are running around trying to borrow our way out of debt. And you can't do that. Meanwhile, you're wasting money hand over fist trying to create this socialism that nobody's buying. And so everybody says, okay, tax the rich because half of the Americans aren't paying any taxes anyway, but just make sure my money check gets here. Well, they don't realize that there's an anchor tied to that money check that they get. Then they all were upset and tore the hell up because of their houses. And some of those people quit paying their payments and they're sitting in their houses 2 years later, wondering if they're ever going to get thrown out or not. Meanwhile, their municipalities are failing because the bank is not paying property taxes on all these foreclosed houses that killed this bubblish market anyway. To the point that now it's starting to itch down, and the Tea Party came in and says, no, you're going to be accountable. You can only spend the amount of damn money that you collect, period. And if you do that, then we won't have to worry about a national debt. We can then go back to work. Then we can be productive. Because what happened in the United States of America is you stopped producing anything. You NAFTA and GATS'd yourself right out of an economy.